This is a reading of the document titled Worksheet Grade Level. It is an individual activity and is part of the How Do We Know What We Know lesson in the Spanish Colonial Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. If you are providing written answers for this activity, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class, or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Part 1, Reading Guide and Introductory Passage. Before you read the passage, read each statement and predict the correct answer. After you read, return to this chart to record the correct answer. Statement 1. Spain's primary goal for the Mission Presidio system was to settle the majority of its population in Texas. Repeating Statement 1. Spain's primary goal for the Mission Presidio system was to settle the majority of its population in Texas. Pre-reading response, true or false. Post-reading response, true or false. Justification. Provide evidence from the reading to support your answer. Statement 2. Texas Indians had their own plans for missions that did not follow the Spanish goals. Repeating Statement 2. Texas Indians had their own plans for missions that did not follow the Spanish goals. Pre-reading response, true or false. Post-reading response, true or false. Justification. Statement 3. There are many primary sources available to help us understand what happened at the Spanish missions. Repeating Statement 3. There are many primary sources available to help us understand what happened at the Spanish missions. Pre-reading response, true or false. Post-reading response, true or false. Justification. The Spanish began establishing missions and presidios in Texas in the 1690s after they learned of the arrival of Robert LaSalle. They hoped that having more Spanish settlers in Texas would discourage the French from moving into the area. They also wanted Texas Indians to assimilate into Spanish culture by giving up their indigenous lifestyles and becoming like the Spanish. From the very beginning, however, the missions and presidios faced a number of problems. The Spanish government typically did not provide them with the people, support, or supplies they needed to be successful. Additionally, Texas Indians were not interested in becoming Spanish. This often led to conflict between the Spaniards and Indians in Texas. This was especially evident at a mission called San Saba. How do we know what we know about the San Saba mission? There are surviving eyewitness accounts, official interviews, journal entries, and letters to the Spanish government discussing what happened there on March 16, 1758. Sources like these exist for many different missions that operated throughout Texas in the 1700s. Today, we are able to use these primary source accounts to get an idea of what life was like at the Spanish missions of Texas. Part 2, Primary Source Activity. Directions. Use the excerpts to answer the accompanying questions. Excerpt 1, a letter from Father Torreros to the Viceroy of New Spain, dated February 13, 1758. Quote, the Apache continue their good cooperation, but their promises of submission are sometimes pretexts for delay. Some alleging illnesses and disagreements among them, while others in their perplexity make frivolous proposals and lack the unity to settle in the towns. But it is true that some evidences of particular friendliness continue to indicate favorable response to our efforts. End quote. Question 1. What is the best summary of the Apache actions according to the author? A. The Apache are eager to move into the San Saba mission to assimilate into Spanish culture. B. The Apache are friendly with the Spanish, but they give excuses for why they can't take part in the mission. C. The Apache are hostile and aggressive to the Spanish. D. All answers are correct. Repeating question 1. What is the best summary of the Apache actions according to the author? A. The Apache are eager to move into the San Saba mission to assimilate into Spanish culture. B. The Apache are friendly with the Spanish, but they give excuses for why they can't take part in the mission. C. The Apache are hostile and aggressive to the Spanish. D. All answers are correct. Excerpt 2. A letter from Don Toribio de Urrutia, the military leader of a presidio in San Antonio, approximately 125 miles from San Saba, to the governor of Coahuila y Tejas, dated March 20, 1758. Quote, "Your worship is hereby appraised of a letter dated the 16th of the current month of March from Colonel Don Diego Ortiz Padilla, informing me that he is under attack by more than 2,000 Comanche Indians and other allied nations, all equipped with firearms. At the same time, they attacked the mission that is in his charge. He believes it to have been demolished and all the religious and other inhabitants killed, for it was impossible for the said colonel to supply sufficient reinforcements." End quote. Question 1. The Apache were abandoning the mission to make alliances with the Comanche. True or false? Repeating question 1. The Apache were abandoning the mission to make alliances with the Comanche. True or false? Question 2. The Comanche had help from other Texas Indian tribes. True or false? Repeating question 2. The Comanche had help from other Texas Indian tribes. True or false? Question 3. Most of the people at the mission were probably killed. True or false? Repeating question 3. Most of the people at the mission were probably killed. True or false? Question 4. The soldiers at the Presidio were able to successfully defend the mission. True or false? Repeating question 4. The soldiers at the Presidio were able to successfully defend the mission. True or false? Excerpt 3. Excerpts from the official interview of Joseph Gutierrez, a 22-year-old Spanish shepherd living near San Saba at the time of the conflict. Quote, "Gutierrez was then asked his reason for hurrying to this presidio on the morning of the 16th of this current month of March. He replied that he was ordered to do so by the steward of the mission for the purpose of warning me that a large and increasing number of Indians had surrounded the place since sunrise. He further testified that he heard many of them say they had come with the intention of killing the Apaches. Many of the Indian chieftains, he said, talked with the Reverend Fathers and with some of the soldiers. The Reverend Father President gave them presents of bundles of tobacco and other things. The Indians then said that they did not want to fight the Spaniards, but were looking for the Apaches. Gutierrez was asked what kind of weapons they had. He replied, French firearms, bullet pouches, and very large powder horns. Others had pikes, and still others bows and arrows. But most of them had muskets and cutlasses, and all wore the costumes that the Indians wear for wars and raids." End quote. Question 1. Gutierrez said that he went to the Presidio because A. Someone at the mission told him to go warn the soldiers. B. He was a soldier stationed there reporting for duty. C. He was escaping the violence at the mission. D. All answers are correct. Repeating question 1. Gutierrez said that he went to the Presidio because A. Someone at the mission told him to go warn the soldiers. B. He was a soldier stationed there reporting for duty. C. He was escaping the violence at the mission. D. All answers are correct. Question 2. According to Gutierrez, why did the Comanche and their allies come to the mission? A. To take part in mission life. B. To form an alliance with the Apache. C. To trade horses and other supplies. D. To kill the Apache. Repeating question 2. According to Gutierrez, why did the Comanche and their allies come to the mission? A. To take part in mission life. B, to form an alliance with the Apache. C, to trade horses and other supplies. D, to kill the Apache. Question 3. Gutierrez described the Comanches' clothes and items they brought in his testimony. Based on his information, what can you infer about the Comanches' intentions at San Saba? Repeating question 3. Gutierrez described the Comanches' clothes and items they brought in his testimony. Based on his information, what can you infer about the Comanches' intentions at San Saba? Part 3. Analyze and infer. Question 1. Consider the author of each source we examined in the lesson. Whose point of view is missing from the narrative? A. Spanish settlers around the mission are not included in the narrative. B. The Spanish military at the Presidio is not included in the narrative. C. The religious leaders at the Spanish mission are not included in the narrative. D. The American Indian point of view is not included in the narrative. Repeating question 1. Consider the author of each source we examined in the lesson. Whose point of view is missing from the narrative? A. Spanish settlers around the mission are not included in the narrative. B. The Spanish military at the Presidio is not included in the narrative. C. The religious leaders at the Spanish mission are not included in the narrative. D. The American Indian point of view is not included in the narrative. Question 2. Based on what we have learned about primary source materials in Texas history, why do you think the point of view in question number 1 is missing from the narrative? I think the A. Spanish settlers, B. Spanish militaries, C. Religious leaders, D. American Indian point of view is missing from the narrative because blank. Repeating question 2. Based on what we have learned about primary source materials in Texas history, why do you think the point of view in question number 1 is missing from the narrative? I think the A. Spanish settlers, B. Spanish militaries, C. Religious leaders, D. American Indian point of view is missing from the narrative because blank. Question 3. We read in the introduction that many Texas Indians had their own goals related to the missions. According to the passages, the Apache seemed to want a friendly relationship with the missions, though they didn't want to take part in mission life. What do you think their goals might have been in this case, based on the information in the excerpts? A. The Apache probably wanted to build a strong trade relationship with the missions and Presidios. B. The Apache probably wanted a relationship with the Presidios in particular to help protect them against their Comanche enemies. C. The Apache probably wanted to take part in mission life while still maintaining their own culture and way of life. D. The Apache probably wanted to trick the Spanish into a false alliance so they could attack the Spanish later. Repeating question 3. We read in the introduction that many Texas Indians had their own goals related to the missions. According to the passages, the Apache seemed to want a friendly relationship with the missions, though they didn't want to take part in mission life. What do you think their goals might have been in this case, based on the information in the excerpts? A. The Apache probably wanted to build a strong trade relationship with the missions and Presidios. B. The Apache probably wanted a relationship with the Presidios in particular to help protect them against their Comanche enemies. C. The Apache probably wanted to take part in mission life while still maintaining their own culture and way of life. D. The Apache probably wanted to trick the Spanish into a false alliance so they could attack the Spanish later. This concludes the worksheet grade level for the How Do We Know What We Know lesson.